On Monday, Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony announced the closure of all nightclubs in Juba for 2 days during Pope Francis' visit. Nightclub owners, including Samuel Onyango, bristled at the order. Onyango says closing down his club, even for just 2 days, will hurt his business.
You cannot tell us to be closed, and it's a weekend where they're making money also at the bus. And the tax, the same tax we are paying, we have workers, we are paying rent, also is on our side, we're going to lose. So better, according to me, I can talk with the Central government if they can allow us, but reduce the volume and we close early.
It is not the first time Juba nightclubs have been shut down. In April last year, Juba City Council temporarily closed all nightclubs, claiming they were a breeding ground for gangster groups who were causing insecurity in residential areas. Joanna Isu, a supervisor at the Signature Nightclub, one of the well-known nighttime establishments in Juba, says he agrees with the decision to shut down nightclubs during the Pope's visit.
I don't think it will affect the country's economy because it's only a short period of time. It is only 3 days to listen for something very important, to wish to have peace in our country. So it's actually an icon. If we receive Pope in South Sudan, what changes, what advices has he come to give to us?
Pope Francis, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, and the head of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshells, are all arriving in Juba this Friday. A 26-year-old South Sudanese who identifies himself only as Wesley for fears of reprisals from state authorities says going to the club has become part of life for many young people in South Sudan. He says the visit by Pope Francis is a time to celebrate peace and should not be used as a way to suppress the liberties of citizens.
I'm not seeing any relationship between the disco and the coming of the Pope Francis. And now the government has taken the initiative like to close nightclubs, of which sometimes we, the youths, we are used to it. We can't stay with it. It's something that we have addicted to it. We can't stay without it. So to me, I'm not happy at all with this information.
40-year-old Peter Mulele, another Juba club patron, agrees.
Let other people also enjoy because Pope is here. I think when Pope is here, maybe even the one working for the government will have time now. They will not go to work because now it's something like holiday. Where will they go to rest? It's some place like club. Yeah? They enjoy at least Pope is in Juba. We have get time to enjoy.
Mulele says rather than shutting down nightclubs, the government should beef up its security to suppress criminal activity in Juba. Final preparations in Juba continue ahead of Pope's visit on Friday. Street cleanings, choir rehearsals, and fresh coats of paint are being swapped on government buildings across the South Sudanese capital. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.